Are you wearing your Gallet jersey?
Yeah, no.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
What's up, Who Dat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and I'm not drunk tonight. Who would have thought that episode 201 would be a junior-sode? For years, he's been my boy, but I think it's safe to say that the junior shit has hit the junior fan, and he's definitely been stripped of that title. We'll talk all junior for this short episode so that we can come back at you full strength for training camp with nothing but positivity and optimism. So put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
You don't sound 100%. Were you crying all night?
No, why?
Just sounds like you had a night breaking up with Junior in spirit.
I did. I'm sad.
No,
I'm not sad. I've moved past sad. I'm mad, or I don't even know what the word is. This is what I sound like sober. Not fun.
Well, I'm also a zero. Not drinking anything.
Well, we knew that.
Damon, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I'm a one.
Yeah, right. So are we all sober for this episode? Wow.
This is the first time.
Well, this was a sobering situation.
Maybe so. All right, so let me go ahead and introduce our only topic. On Friday, tell me if I get all this right. On Friday, the Saints parted ways with Junior Gallet.
I think they don't technically part ways with him until tomorrow.
Okay, well, they announced.
But they announced they were parting ways with Junior Gallet, yes.
All right. And then he goes ahead and makes a statement that it's the worst mistake the team has ever made and that he's fine with it, though, because he's set for life. So he's fine with it, which, of course, means what do you do when you're fine with things? Saturday night, you get on your girlfriend's Twitter account and you splatter the internet slandering Sean Payton, other coaches, players, the organization. Meanwhile, Saints fans and other players, including former players throughout the process, have offered all kinds of fun reactions to this news. And so we felt it was only appropriate to delve deep into an over-analysis of Junior Gallet, a victim of the system. So,
is this like a Dateline?
I mean, he's clearly a victim here, and he's not accountable for anything that he's done.
Clearly, he's unstable. Junior's halfway correct if he's talking about the contract the team gave him. I've never been a Junior fan. Being the worst decision the Saints ever made, correct. I've never been a Junior fan. We talked about that before in a previous episode when you would say that Junior was your boy. I never understood any love for Junior Gallet. And the only thing I think that the worst part of the situation isn't losing him. He's not that fucking good.
Well,
money.
I mean, it's not like there's double-digit sack guys just growing on trees, you know, floating around everywhere. Like, he's still productive on the field, but just so much of the off-field bullshit. But really, it doesn't seem like a lot of that people started noticing or came around until he got the contract, then all of a sudden everything changed. I mean, maybe
What was it? Was it a player, a former player? Somebody had said, yeah, he knew he was good just long enough to get that contract. He kept himself in line.
He wasn't a leader, that, you know, like all the reports are saying, kind of used it as a privilege, and even, you know, some players in the locker room didn't like that he just got handed this contract when everybody else had to fight for it.
Speaking of fights, the talking about the brawls that they had in the locker room last year, him and
the defense.
I want to say Delvin Bro, but I know that's
no. Brandon Dedrick. Yeah. But didn't you say, Damon, a while back, like, you know, during the season that it was going to hell? We're like, stuff is going to come out after the season's over. you know, that stuff happened and, you know, the reasons why the team was as bad as it was.
Right. Right. No, again, and guys, I mean, I can go back and but it was week four when we knew that, you know, when the season started off so dismally and we said there's no leadership in the locker room. Then Sean Payton came out after the season and confirmed that, saying that he, you know, that the organization or he didn't realize what the loss of all, you know, Jenkins and Vilma and those guys were going to do. And now it all came out with this Junior Gallet. Not only did we have lack of leadership, it was shitty leadership.
That's not even leadership.
Right, right.
You just had a wild animal set loose in the locker room.
Right. I mean, look, I blame that. I blame that. The locker room shenanigans and not having a second cornerback on our, you know, disappointing season.
That'll do it. So, amazing though how in just a few short months, like all of this just keeps coming out, right? I mean, is it a result of someone, reporters or somebody just digging and digging and uncovering stuff? Or is it Junior's just who he is just can't contain itself and it's going to bubble over?
Well, him making an ass out of himself on Twitter Saturday night.
Allegedly, that's ignorant.
I mean, right. that's just who he is. That shows you who you are. So what GM do you think wants to see that from a player nowadays? I can only imagine Twitter.
Yeehaw, I tell you what, I give him a chance. No, my eyes are not too far apart.
No, his tweets aren't too far apart.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right.
I can only imagine that Twitter is one of the worst creations for an organization. You know, keeping these guys up at
millions of dollars.
It gives people more. You know, social media in general just gives people more avenues to throw your shit out there, whether it's good or not.
Well, but what it does with Twitter and these idiots, especially millennials.
Careful. That's a lot of our listeners.
Well, there it is. I can't help that.
Jeez.
You know, two things.
We love you, millennials.
Two things. First of all, no one gives a shit what you think. Okay? No one gives a fuck. And then when you're angry.
We give a fuck, listeners. No, go.
When you're angry and, you know, we've all been angry before and, you know, you need time to calm down before you start spewing the stupid shit you say when you're mad. Mm-hmm. And Twitter doesn't, you know, there should be an hour wait before between the time you tweet something and the time it posts, you know,
for
the
world to see. You delete it.
You can go back and think about it. It's like, maybe I shouldn't send this out here.
Right. Once you get it all off your chest, you feel a little better. You calm down a little bit and you go, oh, fuck. You know what? Maybe I shouldn't have done that. I mean, come on. We've all been in arguments with, you know, significant others. And in the heat of the argument, you'll say something that maybe it's technically right or how you feel, but you probably shouldn't have said it.
I don't tell you what to do with your money. Don't fucking tell me what to do with mine, okay? And Cassie, do not stare at me with those dead eyes, you jerk bitch.
Kenny!
Instantly, I regret saying that. That was a horrible thing to say. It's just, I'm Kenny Powers, and I'm very upset with how I'm acting right now. I just have a very hard time expressing my emotions, and I can't stop from yelling. So I'm very sorry. I don't mean to offend you, Wayne. You have fucking pissed me off, but I'm just very upset right now. So I'm going to go ahead and go. But I'm not going to stop yelling because then that'll mean I lost the fight. So please leave a key under the mat. I love y'all very much. Peace out.
There are players out there who can contain themselves. He's not one of them.
Right. Oh, no.
He's unprofessional.
Right.
And the word, like I said earlier, alluded to in my earlier comments, he's not holding himself accountable. He's truly victimizing himself. I really don't think he sees how he did anything wrong and how he deserves this.
No, one of his quotes was that the organization kicked him while he was down. Really? Are you who put you in this, you know, quote, down place in your life? Who knocked you to? You're where you are, Junior, because of your actions. Nobody else's. Your actions.
The choices you make.
Right. But you don't take any responsibility. You blame everybody else. The organization. Sean Payton. He makes the call. He makes the call. You posted a video a couple weeks ago after the organization said that you were injured, saying you weren't injured, and you had one of your friends in the background screaming, fuck Sean.
I would cut you from my team.
Right.
Yeah, you're lucky you lasted as long as you did after that video surfaced.
Well, again, we know now in reports the Saints were trying to somehow, you know, get him to somebody else or, you know.
And they're even, I wonder, like, they might still be waiting with this suspension or whatnot, maybe try to get out of some of that money.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, make him pay back some of the bonus depending on suspensions.
So the impact, the financial impact of this now, Mr. Capologist, is what this year and next year?
This year it's like 5 point something, I think.
Which is the same that he would have counted.
That would have counted, right, if he was on the roster.
If he was on the team.
Right. And then next year it's
12.1, 12.2,
yeah.
You know.
Still worth it.
Oh, no,
I mean, right, and that's the, you know, another thing. It's like they're willing to, they want him out of here so much that they're going to take this hit.
Well, right, not yet that, JT, because remember when we talked about it, I guess a month and a half ago, you and I kept saying they're not going to cut him, they can't afford the cap.
Right, we just didn't think, right, we didn't think it was going to be too
Which
high.
Is the logical thing.
I believe it was I on our last live show saying we should cut him then.
Right.
Just cut him. He's a liability. But, it's not going to pan out well for us. I called it.
But not,
Jason
not only
wanted to keep him.
Well, only well, because, I just of, figured, only because I, of the cap. Only because
right,
of the cap.
Right. I didn't want to take that giant hit. I didn't think they could.
Right. And not only do they want to cut him, they didn't want him showing up in West Virginia.
Oh, hell no.
So that's why the cut came when it did.
Right.
Because we don't even just we
well,
don't
if you
to,
know you're going to cut
we
a guy,
don't want
why would you
around,
fly him up there?
But like Jason was just saying, maybe with the suspensions they can get some, you know, money back or whatever. Right, but we don't give a fuck about that. We don't want you around our team in our locker room because you are a cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with all the defensive draft picks that we're bringing in here this year. Like, you don't want a guy in that kind of attitude to poison any of these rookies coming in.
Exactly.
As well as just the distraction of the media that would be following him. You know, yes, number one concern is him and his actions and his mouth. Number two concern is the media distraction that will follow him, because as all this stuff comes out, you know they're going to be asking questions about that, and that's going to be a focus of the media, and I'm sure Sean Payton, Mickey Loomis, even Drew Brees. Yeah, it's like, no, we want to focus on football.
Not this crazy person.
Man.
He's certifiable or something.
He's nuts, man.
And, you know, you kind of look for a little bit of that in a defensive lineman or linebacker.
Wouldn't mind having a little bit of crazy.
I was thinking along the lines of no TV and no beer, make home or something, something.
Go crazy?
Don't mind if I do!
Like Lawrence Taylor level crazy. You know, get coked up.
That was the 80s.
Right.
Well, I mean, like, that, if you had Lawrence Taylor today doing that, no way he gets away with all that shit.
No, you're right. Not even close.
He's you know, who knows, he may have had the same.
Well, the difference is, right, there wasn't Twitter back then. He probably said and did all that stuff. It just wasn't public.
Right.
Well, again, then we go to the Twitter and all that bullshit. Right. I mean, you know, no, and I think LT was a lot more professional when it came to football. You know, well, I guess, again, like y'all saying, that in today's society, there's more access to everything, players, organizations, you know.
I think it's going to be funny for Junior. You know, he's got his boys are the ones probably egging him on to do all of this stuff, and they're loving watching their boy do that. He's their boy. He's not my boy.
Right.
And
You're right, Junior. Fuck y'all.
You know they were all writing those tweets together last night. Oh, tell this, say that, say that. And right. They're loving this, and they're riding it, and they're his boys, and they got his back this whole way through until he runs out of money, and I bet you those guys are gone.
Right.
It's just insane that some of the stuff he was tossing out on those tweets last night about Zach Streep catching his wife getting boned by another player.
Sean Payton coming to meetings drunk.
Right, hooked on pills, saying Stills and Vaccaro might
be gay.
But
that Sean Payton pill thing is old news. I mean, that was...
But it was not even Sean Payton. It was Joe fucking Vitt. Sean, but see, again, the fucking media and the stupid people, but you're right. Oh, Sean Payton's hooked on pills because there were pills missing in the Saints organization, and their pharmacy. Well, okay, right, and we figured out who it was. It was Joe Vitt. We caught him on camera. Sean Payton had nothing to fucking do with it.
Right.
I mean, that's like saying,
But he's bringing up these old things like it's new. Now, who did you say is gay? Or reported these things?
He mentioned Kenny Stills and Vaccaro. He's like, they're either gay or he's like, something weird's going on. That's what he said.
Maybe he just doesn't like guys named Kenny.
Kenny connection.
Boy, imagine what he'd say about Kenny Trahan.
Well, again, and that's just stupid shit that he was probably saying in the locker room to other people, before knowing he couldn't say it in public when he was a member of the team,
And now he's just that's right.
All the shit that he said last night is probably stuff he said in the locker room.
Now I did like that. Who was it? Scott Fujita, Will Smith. And
Bobby McRae posted a video to him.
Yeah, about now's the time where we throw our heads back and laugh. That's
right. Right. That's supposedly because of the incident where he said last year that the players who they replaced are better, are better than
that. He and his crew are better than those guys.
Right. Again, I don't get. Jeff, explain to me why Junior Glett was your boy.
He was when he was first joined the team.
Undrafted out of Stillman. He probably just liked because he went to a college called
Jeff can speak for himself. He's an adult, Jason.
All right.
But yeah, it was his struggle to make the team and be a starter. His scrappiness, his effort. He showed the work ethic.
How do you know you weren't in camp? Well,
reports coming up. I know as much as we're going into camp.
Right, no doubt, no doubt.
About these guys and all the stories coming out, and then watching him in the preseason games. I mean, he always impressed in the preseason to where you're like, wow, this guy, he's gonna make the team that year. And you watch his early career as he goes from, like Jason said, being undrafted to making the team to becoming a starter, that trajectory. And then, he was legitimately good on the field. And it was nice to see that. Back then, you didn't know that he was a crazy fucking asshole. All you knew was, hey, this guy is busting his ass, committed, trying to be the best he can be. And you wanted to reward him for that.
Blue, you're my boy!
And then you get to know him, and he beats you with a belt, cuts you, and accuses you of all kinds of things.
It is, and I remember, he was your boy from day one, and we always ragged on you to get a Gillette jersey, get a Gillette jersey, get a Gillette jersey. Never did. You finally bought one last year. Didn't even make it a year.
I didn't even make it 2 weeks.
I mean, because we didn't buy it, and we bought, I got the Vaccaro one probably in August of last year, or maybe even the first week of September.
So, Jeff, you have a Junior Gillette and a Darren Sharper jersey in your closet.
Yes, I am starting a Bad Boys of the Houdat Nation jersey collection.
They're going to go in the closet of dishonor?
Yeah. And then your Kenny Vaccaro jersey's just going in the closet.
We're not coming out.
Right. Damn. We do have a little quick look at him tweets.
You're a real tough cookie with a long history of breaking little hearts like the one in me. That's okay, but see how you do it. Put up your dukes, let's get down to it. Hit me with your best shot. Why don't you hit me with your best shot?
Don at Donny vs Dunny says Haole Kikaha is going to make us forget all about Junior. You guys might want to work on getting that name right.
Well, he's gonna have to, and that's gonna bring up a big hole now on the defense, trying to replace, you know, the pass rush on the outside. Who are you gonna get it from? You gonna get it from Spencer? Gonna get it from Kikaha? Davis Tull, is he gonna be ready to practice soon? And he's still a rookie. I mean, we're gonna have to find a pass rush from somewhere.
Well, again, I think Kikaha will be, and Spencer can do what Junior Gallette did. I'm not.
Spencer will give you that leadership, right, in the locker room.
I would think so. I would think so. And I'm sorry, guys. I mean, he had 10 sacks last year, 12 the year before. You know,
that's pretty good. I mean, look, you can't. He was definitely talented on the field. Now, maybe he was maybe a one-dimensional pass rusher, but he's still a pretty good pass rusher.
Right. You know, Ricky Jackson. Now, look, God forbid I compare this to a legend, a Hall of Famer. You know, Ricky Jackson wasn't just a one-trick pony, and even Pat Swilling was less of a one-trick pony, but kind of. You know, but Pat Swilling was getting 15 sacks. He was getting way into the teens, not you know, 10 and 12. I mean, 12 is the most sacks the guy's ever had. He's not he's not J.J. Watt. We'll be fine without him. We'll be better without him.
Well, that's going to be a big question going into camp now.
It's not. We will be better without him.
The team will be better.
The team overall.
The team will be better without him.
Which is the goal. No man is bigger than the organization. Right. No one player is bigger than the team, unless it's your Drew Brees.
Right. Well, according to Damon, he's shorter than the
Well, no, not according to me. I mean,
so, next tweet, same guy, Don Harris. They say adversity brings out a man's true colors. There you go, Junior.
Yeah, right, there you go. When things get difficult, he just points a finger at somebody else.
Right, that's his character. He has no character. And I know as fans, I can remember when he was tweeting. And again, his tweets that I can only imagine got under Sean Payton's skin. Remember, he would like jaw with the other players on opposing teams and just, you know, I don't get the need for it. I really don't. And Saturday night just totally proved what a loon he is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else there is to say. I mean, like,
Jeff, are we going to have, I mean, are you going to burn those two jerseys? Are you going to somehow dispose of them? Are you going to wear them again?
What should I do? I mean, I kind of feel like I need to hold on to them just because it's so phenomenal that I've got, that I'm like two for two.
Yeah.
I mean, I almost feel like I should go buy my next prediction of who's going to burn, crash and burn. I mean, any predictions on the team, the roster right now?
Well, I mean, but seriously, what are you going to do in the future? Will you follow my lead and go get the
probably
classic
not,
players?
Don't get current players anymore.
I don't know if I'm going to buy a jersey again. I kind of feel like I might have grown out of the jersey phase of my life, and I'm fine with wearing a Saints shirt. I don't need to wear a jersey.
No, you do have a Drew Brees, right?
Yeah, I have a Brees and a Colston.
Those you can wear forever.
Right. Yeah. Well, as long as I don't gain weight. But
well, the jerseys themselves, the players themselves will always have a fond memory to us as fans.
Like I said, I don't know that I need to go spend $60 to $100 on a shirt.
Well, especially since it's not like you go to games either. I mean, I just wear my jersey on game days, and that's it.
Right, That's the other thought behind it.
The rest of the 300 and however many days of the year, they just sit in the closet.
Right. Whereas I'm wearing a Saints dry fit shirt right now, which I could easily wear any day of the year.
Right, to work or whatever. Right. No doubt. Maybe your jersey buying days are over.
I mean, I'll be honest. My jersey days are buying are probably over too.
But you never know. You know, we still might get that player in the future.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't say never. Right. I mean, the next guy to get arrested, you know I'm going to rush out.
Right.
Add to my Garbage Pail Kids collection. All you kids from the 80s know what I'm talking about.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone. I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams where the city.
I have no problem with losing him.
I mean, and I think that's been the consensus of Saints fans is that, you know what, fine, it had to be done. Like, a lot of people don't seem to be too broken up about it.
That's what I really think that his tirade Saturday night, I suspect in his mind he was going to turn fans to support him and say, hey, organization, hey, Sean Payton, you guys screwed. Like, I really think that he thinks that he can win people to his side.
I mean, it was just like he was pointing out, you know, all the other reasons that weren't him, the reasons why we stunk last year, pointing out all these different things. Like, well, that's the reason. It ain't me. And then when when some reporter asked or somebody asked him, you know, how do you think the Saints are gonna handle your loss? And he's like, I don't know. Who do they have? Just totally talking down. I was like, who do they have? Like, right. They have nobody.
Right. Exactly. And right. That was the two. Right. Who do they have to replace? Dude, who are you? How many Pro Bowls did he make?
I don't remember him making many.
Yeah.
Well, that would have been it. I mean, it would have been either 13 or 14, and that's it. Okay, probably not 14.
Nope. Thank you.
No Pro Bowls. Again, he's not a Pro Bowl player. So
we'll see moving forward. Does seems like the perfect candidate that your model franchise would pick up and just totally, fix his issues. And
he'll be no. Actually, they wouldn't. No, they don't. Even the player that they have picked up, they're not as mentally challenged as Junior Gallet.
Yeah, Randy Moss would probably be the closest, but he was a little older by the time.
Well, he was older. Again, I can't remember. Right.
And
Randy Moss had off the field problems, not locker room problems. There's such a difference, you know. There's such a difference if a player goes out and he has off the field problems, but when you're a locker room problem, right? Specifically, if you're a locker room problem, I think that keeps you away from most teams than if you have off-the-field problems. You get picked up for weed, fighting in a bar. Okay, you're a 20-year-old child. You don't, you know, you're not mature enough to realize that this is a profession you're in and that you shouldn't do that.
Mouthing off to the media.
Right, but when you have fist fights in the locker room,
I'm surprised they didn't do anything then.
Again, with the cap hit, would have been even worse.
Right.
No, not even cut him. Just, you know what, you're not starting next week.
Well, they want, and that's why initially Junior said the Saints wanted him to go on IR just so he wouldn't be around the team. You know, like, right. Basically he, not.
I still think that pec muscle was bullshit.
You did say that way back when. But right, they were just going to put him on IR and let him just stay away this year. We'll pay you, stay away, and then cut him after the season so the cap hit's not quite as bad.
Right. Then they could have taken a moving June 1st cut next year and then split that $12 million that they're going to get, you know, into 6 and 6.
The thing is, he's not going to play. He's not going to cooperate with that kind of stuff.
Right. No. He's like, no, cut me.
Right, because that's the kind of player. He's not a team player.
He's selfish. Good riddance.
Good, yeah. Look, I'm happy he's gone.
I am too. And now we'll be able to look forward, like we said at the intro, with positivity and optimism.
Now we're going to win the Super Bowl. That was our only problem right there, and we got rid of it. So it's Super Bowl right now. That's all that means.
That and Josh Hill. All right, well, final thoughts quickly, Jason.
Sad situation, but it had to be done. Yeah, it's a mistake, but they're not letting it lurk around. They're just admitting, you know what, we fucked up.
All right, final thoughts, Damon.
worst part of this deal is the cap hit, not the loss of a, at best, Midland player in the league. Worst part is how we deal with the $12 million of dead cap space that he eats next year. This year, because of Junior's exodus, we have the highest amount of debt money in the league at $27 million. Dead money that we're not, that we can't use to get better.
Stings the nostrils.
It's on Loomis.
Well, I remember a couple of months ago I asked this question. Does Loomis give out bad contracts? I think he does.
Sometimes.
$27 million worth this year. You know, I think we need to.
But that's also
somehow change what we're doing.
Is that not also a product of what we're trying to do in the window we're trying to do it? I mean, you have to throw it. You have to build that Super Bowl team now.
Well,
deal with the consequences later.
And that's what he's done. And we haven't done it through the draft. It's all been free agency where you got to give out the money, the signing bonuses, that kind of thing. And just,
well, no.
And
I mean,
you had to do it because you lost so many draft picks.
Two of the largest contracts for Jimmy Graham and Gallette are draft picks. The contract for
Jordan and Ingram, draft picks.
Right, but the.
But they're
contributing though. I don't have a problem.
But you're right. But you're talking about. I think what we might.
Thomas Morstad, I believe we signed for too much too soon.
Well, he's arguably the. Well, he's one of the best
players. Well, again, he's made. You know.
Still a punter.
He's made.
No, but
$2 million a year.
Yeah, but that's overpaying for a punter.
But wait. We're talking about. The idea is you have to throw out these contracts to build this team to win now.
Like bringing in Lofton, bringing in Hawthorne.
Right. Not every one of them's gonna hit and or stay. And it, you know, a couple of big ones missed, then yeah.
Well, here's another one too. Jarris Bird. I mean, we need him to right the ship this year, or otherwise that contract starts looking yeah.
Got any gum?
You know, right.
I don't know. We Loomis has to do better.
And, we got to hit on
draft picks.
Yeah. Well, and again, I don't even know who thought it was a good fucking idea to give Junior Gallette so much money.
I mean, everybody reacted with whenever it happened.
And again, we saw it in the reporting that some of the reporters even said that in the locker room. People said, "Well, why is he getting this big contract?" So it wasn't just us as fans, you know.
Mm-hmm. And then you go ahead and give Cam Jordan a big one too.
Well, I think he deserves it.
He's better than Gallette.
Right. Overall, he's better than Gallette. Oh, you know, and he definitely. I think he's a good locker room presence, and I think he's a good representation of our.
The idea, right? The idea is they should have given it to Cam and not Gallette.
Right. I mean, again, it'd be nice to have an extra $6 million this year, an extra $12 million next year. Woohoo! You know,
does it go to show you that? I mean, did Gallette really hide his true self that well?
I can't believe that he's that much of a mastermind, or that he made that much of a, or that he made that much of a turn. And all of a sudden, okay, I made this money, I'm done now.
I don't know. Players do it all the time.
Sometimes people react different ways when you toss a bunch of money at them. So who knows?
Yeah, and like you said, you know, and he's always set for life. My mom's set for life. My kid's set for life. I know the organization gave you $18 million. I know Uncle Sam, your agents, and other things took away probably 45, let's say 50%, just for making the math easy. You know, so you got $9 million. And yes, that's more than 99% of the people are making a lifetime, working 40 years. But do you, as a 26-year-old, 27-year-old kid, have the mindset to not blow through that money? The fact that you have...
And your boys.
Right. The fact that you're supporting looks like five or six other people tells me no.
Right. Gotta give him 3 years if he doesn't get another contract.
Right. And again, I don't see him, you know, somebody will pick him up. It just will be this year or next.
Now, so my final thought, real quick question. Was there a Saints player that was overheard saying something about he'd rather be in Seattle?
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
No. Brandon Browner was at a charity event for, I believe, Russell Wilson in Seattle. And he said that after his 3 years are up in New Orleans, that he's looking forward to returning to Seattle.
Hmm.
I don't have a problem with that. Sure. You know, he played last year for the Patriots. He was in Seattle when the question was asked. What's he going to say? Screw Seattle, you know.
As long as he gives us a couple good years of cornerback play, I don't care.
Just... Right. He's an older player.
That's taken out of context.
He's an older player. I think he's 31, 2, or 3. I doubt he even see 3 years with us, you know, personally. I think he'll see two.
Yeah.
Not at the rate that we injure cornerbacks.
Cornerback, right. And at this point in their careers, I mean, Archie did it. Bobby did it. When you're a football player like that, you're reaching the end. You're a hired gun. You know, you're a mercenary. Mm-hmm. Whoever will pay me the money that I can bank at these last couple of years of my career.
And if I can get a ring out of it, so be it.
Well, that's even better. I'm sure he wants a ring. But
sure.
But players at that age level are definitely looking at, you know, the window is closing for me to make this sick kind of money. Let me try to bank as much as I can.
And he patronized them.
I mean, again, I'm sure maybe he likes that organization. I don't know. I assume he does. He won a Super Bowl with them, and, you know, they brought him back from Canada. Remember, he was in Canada, and they...
Hey, buddy.
You know, so, yeah, it's not a big deal. Trust me, I'm pretty sure he's on the Saints, and he wants to win with the Saints. I know.
All right, well, that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and for telling all of your junior friends about the Don't Patrol podcast. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Don't Patrol PCast. And if you don't listen to us on Junior Tunes, Junior Droid, or Junior Play, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our junior Don't Patrol podcast.
.com.
Say bye-bye, juniors.
Bye-bye, junior.
Goodbye, junior. So beat it. Just beat it. You better.